You're listening to another podcast on HockeyProspect.com.
Speaking with forward Chris D'Souza, now a member of the Barrie Colts involved in the Alex Pietrangelo Niagara Barrie trade today. And Chris, first of all, just your thoughts in general of becoming a member of the Barrie Colts.
I'm real happy to go to the Barrie Colts. I mean, I got the family ties in Barrie. I got a lot of family living there, including my brother, and my mom was born and raised there, so I guess they're all happy. And yeah, you know, I'm really happy to be going to a team like Barrie and looking really forward to making a long run in the playoffs here. And you know, everyone's talking about Windsor Barrie, but I think we have a good chance of beating them if it comes to that point.
Well, obviously you go along with your buddy Alex Pietrangelo, but you also have some former teammates on that team as well, do you not?
Yeah, I do. I played with Crawford, played with DeSalvo and Delarivière down the line, and you know, I've been with Petro since I was 12 years old, so me and him can't seem to get away from each other, I guess.
No, it seems like that. You mentioned, obviously, people are talking about the Colts in the same breath as the Memorial Cup champ Windsor Spitfires. So, obviously, the Colts have a very strong chance to go a long way, you would think.
Yeah, I'd say so for sure. You know, you look at the lineup we have in Barrie, and, you know, there's a lot of top-notch guys there. And, you know, I'm just looking forward to going in there and, you know, battling for ice time, right? Everyone's got a battle for ice time over there with the lineup we have, and I think it's good for us as individuals because you always got that guy knocking on the door, right? So you got to come ready to play every night.
Now, you've obviously been on the sidelines for watching for the last 6 weeks. How difficult has that been, especially given, you know, just people saying different things about you and whatnot, but how difficult has it been as well just not to play some hockey?
Yeah, you know what? It's been pretty brutal not playing hockey. You know, it's never happened to me before where, you know, I'm not going through my usual routine of going on the ice and working out every day with the team. I've been doing it by myself for the last 5-6 weeks, and you know what, I guess you could say I'm on a scoring streak. I got about 2,000 goals in the last month on an empty net, so yeah, hopefully I can bring that to a game, right? But yeah, you know, I'm just really looking forward to getting back in the game and being back with the team in the dressing room.
I haven't looked at the Barrie Colts schedule, but it'll be an interesting night, I would think, when you and Petro play the Niagara Ice Dogs for this first time to return to your old rink.
Yeah, you know, that'll be pretty special. You know, I wouldn't expect to get a whole bunch of cheers for myself, but you know, I definitely love my time in Niagara, and yeah, you know, I had a blast there, and I really wish things didn't happen that way, the way they did. But you know, I tried to avoid the situation as much as I could, but you know, what happens, and I talked to the owners there, Bill Burke, today after the trade, and you know, we kind of talked and we both agreed that things kind of got carried away and taken out of proportion, and we both kind of apologized to each other, and we're back on good terms now, so I'm happy for that. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to playing the Ice Dogs again and seeing some old buddies.
Now, you mentioned you've just been basically shooting on an empty net and of course doing a lot of preparation to stay in shape, but how good a shape are you in?
You know what, I think I've done a good job of getting on the ice and working out. I mean, I'm not going to say that I'm going to step in the first game. I'm sure there'll be rust. I don't think I'll be at the top of my game right away. But, you know, I think it won't take very long because I think I've worked as hard as I could to, you know, try and do my best and stay in game shape.
Let's put a little rumor to rest, too. People have been saying today stupid things like that you were demanding a certain amount of ice time from the Barrie Colts to be able to report and whatnot.
Absolutely not, actually. You know, to be in the Barrie Colts and for them to call the Ice Dogs and, you know, even think about trading for me, it's such an honor, you know, to be on, even considered for a team like that. And I'm just going to go in there and, you know, work as hard as I can every day to earn ice time, right, and, you know, try and make the coach put me on the ice. That's what I think everyone's got to do on that team, right? Because they're so stacked, especially up front. And so, yeah, I'm looking forward to the challenge of just working hard every day and trying to get the most ice time I can and doing whatever I can to help the team win and hopefully win the league and get into the Mem Cup.
Well, you and Petra are certainly an absolutely huge addition to the Barrie Colts, and we certainly want to wish you good luck with your new team.
All right, thank you very much.